Right, you know what it is? This is Hood Rich Radio, man. Yours truly, DJ Screamer here, DJ Spins, man. Another beautiful day, man. I told y'all I was gonna get the big homie in here. A lot of y'all don't believe me. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all I was gonna do something crazy with the big homie for the streets. A lot of y'all didn't believe me. But the time is now. It's already in the streets. Driving the streets crazy. Is Young over there?
What it do, what it does, baby.
Young G's in the building,
in people. The motherfucking building, man. You already know what it is, man. 1,000 grams, CT for life. That's what I'm screaming. Let's get it.
Right now, you got the whole, you know what I mean, the projects, the ghettos, the suburbs, everybody listening to you right now.
Yeah, it sounds like home, baby.
That's what it is. That's what we're doing, Hood Rich Radio. So, what's going on with you, sir?
Oh, same old shit, man. Just grinding, you know what I mean? Finishing the last touches on this TM-103 shit. Ready to get back out here in these streets and do what the fuck I do, man.
Now, it seems like every album get better and better and better. So what can we expect from TM-103, man? What's going to be the difference between that and the recession and, you know, the other, you know, I mean, TM-102 and, you know, I mean, Thug Motivation 101? What can we expect?
I mean, shit, a hood nigga on his fourth album, man. You know, the streets love me, the industry hate me. And I still ain't changed and I'm still talking that shit that I know. Talking that shit that's near and dear to my heart, you know what I mean? Lived it, by the way. Mm-hmm. And you gonna get what comes from a nigga on his fourth album. You know, I grew up a little, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because I grew up in the game, right. You know what I mean? So I grew up in, you know, the game.
Right.
And I grew up in the rap game, so, you know, I kind of seen it all.
Right.
So I just think, you know, that's what the album is, you know, that's what I feel like I'm putting together, a little bit of both, you know what I mean, for both sides.
What's the difference between the Jeezy of now and the Jeezy of Streets Is Watching?
Oh, man, you know, back then, shit, it was hot as a firecracker, man, back
right.
then.
Right.
But it's a lot of, you know, I learned the game, I think, you know what I'm saying? I learned this game, it's like, you know, I mastered the streets, I figure. And, you know, I just try to be a little more smarter, you know, about what I do and how I do it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's chess, not checkers. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm still trying to perfect my craft. So
right.
When I first started then, I was hungry. I think now I'm hungrier.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I see it. I see the light. You know, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm trying to get to that bitch.
When you riding around, you know, riding through the city or whatever the case may be, man, what does Jeezy fuck with? What does Jeezy listen to, man? Like, what gets you inspired?
I mean, shit, you know, I listen to all the street shit, man. I listen to your shit.
Word.
You know what I mean? Your tapes. Hell yeah, nigga. You know, I fuck with whoever it is.
Salute that.
Yeah, real shit.
Yep.
You know, I fuck with, you know, just the niggas who put out shit. You know, the drummers, the fucking, the Cannons, the, mm-hmm. you know, the folks.
Right.
You know what I mean? The bigger rankings. You know, I don't want to forget nobody, but, you know, whatever niggas give me. You know what
right.
I mean? And I'll be out and nigga give me some shit in my car, nigga, and I listen to one or two songs off the nigga shit just to see where he coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I do it. But other than that, though, you know, when I ain't listening to niggas shit, you know, I grew up on that old Cash Money Snoop Dogg era, so that's the shit I be jamming in my shit. You know, I'm a Tupac fanatic, nigga. I got all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you started a whole trend with Trap or Die. Like, how does it feel? I know you say sometimes somebody might hand you a CD and then you'll check it out, but how does it feel sometimes to just kind of, you know, put in the disc and feel like, damn, I started this shit? Like,
yeah, man. I mean, but you know, the whole message of the music and the movement at the time was Thug Motivation. And it was like, nigga, whatever I can do, you can do, but maybe you could do it better.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I saw a lot of niggas in the game before I was in the game, and I always felt like I could be better than them niggas. And that was my mission, at least better than them niggas at what they was talking about, the streets. Because that's where the fuck I was at when I was listening to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always knew once I opened the door, and I'm a real nigga, so when I opened the door, I ain't feel it was a need to close it, because I was paving the way for real niggas, and I felt like real niggas should have been able to get in the door, because nobody ever gave me shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get out there and hustle for everything, you know what I'm saying, that I got. And I just felt like nobody left the door open for me, so fuck it, nigga. I'm at least leave the motherfucker unlocked.
Mm.
And that's what it was about. So when I hit them niggas shit, I'm like, all right. You know, because niggas, it's some real street niggas out there really trying to get on.
Right.
And they ain't got the outlet. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't had an outlet, so I had to make one.
Mm.
So I just feel like I'm I say, you know, when you say the word homage, you know what I mean? And you know, I feel like I paid my dues.
Right.
In more ways than one. So to hear that shit, I'm like, yeah, you know, I did that shit. I left the door unlocked.
Yeah.
So niggas can sneak in and steal some shit.
So fast forward into now, to right now, 1,000 grams, man. What inspired the cover? Why the cover Why the approach? Why DJ Scream? Why Hood Rich?
Oh, man, first of all, you know what I'm saying? You fucking with Young Chisel, by the way. And you know, I'm a street nigga with a passion for talking that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just looking around, I'm seeing Scream moving around the streets and niggas doing all these tapes with Scream. I'm like, why the fuck I ain't got a tape with Scream?
Mm-hmm.
I like, can't get this nigga on the phone, man. Let me holler at this nigga, man.
Right.
So you know, I just felt like it was something that had to be done. You know what I mean? And what better time than right before Thug Motivation now? You know what I mean? Get back to the streets.
Course.
And the cover, by the way,
mm-hmm.
by the way,
talk to us.
If anybody saw that motherfucker, that is Thug Motivation right there, nigga. That's like a fucking a whopper for a fat bitch, my nigga. That's like, you know what I mean? It's like an ice cream for a greedy nigga, man. You looking at that shit, it just make your mouth water, man. Mm-hmm. Just make you want something. Just imagine if you had all them bitches in the back of your car right now,
mm-hmm.
at your mama house in the basement, nigga. Let's get money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just wanted everybody to see what it looked like, man. And I just felt like, you know, at the end of the day, if we gonna talk that real street shit, you gotta have a real motherfucking cover. Like, I want niggas to talk about that cover, like, nigga, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what that motherfucker had on there?
1,000 grams.
Yeah, it was a little more, but hey.
Literally.
Literally.